In this video, we are talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of the most important Christian teachings. It is also one of the most misunderstood teachings in divorce recovery. Some people hear the word forgiveness and feel immediate pressure. They may think, does this mean I have to say what happened was not serious? Does this mean I have to trust again? Does this mean I have to reconcile? Does this mean I have to remove boundaries? Does this mean there should be no consequences? The answer is no. Biblical forgiveness is not denial. It is not pretending harm did not happen. It is not calling evil good. It is not a shortcut around truth. It is not forced reconciliation. It is not restored access. It is not the removal of all consequences. Forgiveness is a Christ-shaped movement away from revenge and toward release to God. Colossians 3:13 calls believers to forgive as the Lord forgave them. That forgiveness is real. It is costly. It is rooted in grace. But it does not require pretending that sin is harmless. Jesus is full of grace and truth. Grace without truth becomes denial. Truth without grace becomes condemnation. In Christ, forgiveness tells the truth and releases revenge. This distinction is especially important when divorce involves abuse, coercion, threats, betrayal, abandonment, addiction, violence, manipulation, or repeated deception. A person may forgive and still keep a boundary. A person may forgive and still report harm. A person may forgive and still follow a court order. A person may forgive and still refuse private contact. A person may forgive and still say, trust has not been rebuilt. A person may forgive and still recognize that reconciliation is not safe, wise, possible, or mutual. Reconciliation requires more than one person. It requires truth, repentance, willingness, and sufficient safety. Forgiveness can begin in one heart before God. Reconciliation cannot be forced by one person alone. This course will never pressure you to use forgiveness language to erase wisdom. Forgiveness may be a process. You may need to lament. You may need help. You may need time. You may need to bring the same wound to God more than once. That does not mean you have failed. It means the wound is real. The goal is not to say the correct words quickly. The goal is to move away from revenge and toward freedom in Christ. Your reflection question is, where have I confused forgiveness with denial, reconciliation, restored trust, or renewed access? Your gentle next step is to write this sentence and complete it. Forgiveness may mean releasing revenge to God, but it does not require me to underscore.